upsets, streaks snapped, and huge performances. Just another busy week of high school football. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
Wisconsin Dells is home to over 200 water slides, roller coasters, live shows, scenic tours, mini golf, go-karts, and more. But who's keeping score? We are, and that's why the water park capital of the world is also the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. Basketball, volleyball, soccer, hockey, football, baseball, you name it. Wisconsin Dells has incredible facilities and accommodations suited for athletes of all sports. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
Week 5 of the high school football season brought several upsets and saw several lengthy streaks snapped. Wisconsin Dells ended a 19-game South Central Conference winning streak for Nakusa, edging the Papermakers 6-0 in a defensive battle. Two-time defending Division I state champion Arrowhead had won 17 consecutive games in the tough Classic 8, but that ended with a 16-13 defeat at the hands of Maguanago, who ground out 315 rushing yards in the game and forced four Warhawks turnovers. One of six games on the schedule featuring a pair of unbeaten teams, the CWC 8 contest between Amherst and Chiocton figured to be one of the best small school games of the year. Instead, Amherst blew open a 7-0 ball game at halftime to roll to a 36-0 victory. In a game delayed for more than an hour by lightning, Rice Lake won a shootout against Hudson 56-54, blocking a potential game-winning field goal by the Raiders with just 8 seconds left. It wasn't quite a state record, but the 51 carries by Kewaskum's Brandon Thole in a 44-43 overtime win against Keele was still incredibly impressive as he racked up 430 yards and 5 touchdowns, scoring the winning touchdown and 2-point conversion in the extra period. Sun Prairie defensive lineman Devin Webster recorded 3 sacks, forced 2 fumbles, and blocked a punt to help the Cardinals knock off Middleton 20-17 to force a 4-way tie atop the Big 8 standings. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.